Oh, baby, such a fine lady, talking and your voice is deep. Oh, baby, such a fine lady, I can hardly speak. Monique,
there's a break, Monique, I think I'm gonna tweak. There's a break, Monique, I can hardly speak. There's a break, Monique, I think I'm gonna tweak.
Drive me crazy, let me take you for a drive. Sexy baby, girl, you drive me crazy, my body comes alive. Got to make you mine, girl, you're so divine. Oh, there's no use trying, make you feel so fine. Got to have you, girl, take you around the world, make you stop to swim.
Okay, hello, I'm Maggie.
And I'm Becky.
And welcome to the last episode of Meanager.
In this episode,
our theme today is
Bat Mitzvah,
because it's our Bat Mitzvah today, and we're going to be playing songs that we would play if we had a bat mitzvah.
And also songs that just relate to the time.
The time. Like the feeling. Time theme. Okay, so first up, we have, well, I just put them in order of like you and then me.
Mm-hmm.
So you're first.
We're not like joined. Like, I thought it was going to be like a joint party. Like, I don't know how guests would sit. Like, would it be like a wedding situation? Like,
it's actually surprisingly close to a wedding.
Really?
It's very similar.
Okay.
Very similar to a wedding. Like, layout,
mm-hmm.
venue,
mm-hmm.
guests, amount
food,
of guests.
Attire.
Formal. Black tie.
Well, I
put
tried.
Put your suits on.
I tried to dress for the occasion, but I dressed how 13-year-old me would dress on a normal day, which is... But with a little dress, you know? Like
an
old navy dress over top. Hair not slicked back into the tightest bun you've ever seen. Or ponytail, with, like, insane amounts of hairspray. But, like, half up, half down, so kind of the same vibe.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna start it off with Iris.
Let's
the Goo Goo Dolls.
Give the people some music that I would have been crying to at 13.
Oh.
And I give up forever to talk. I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be. And I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment. And all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over. I just don't wanna miss. Thank you.
moment of truth in your lies. When everything feels like the movies, yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive.
Thank you.
Okay, so we just had Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls, Crazy on You by Heart, and Friday I'm in Love by The Cure. And Becky wants to make a clarification before we continue.
I just wanted to say, I hope you guys don't think that it's weird that we're playing songs that weren't in the era of when we were, like, 13, but I do want to add that, like, you know, my parents were probably adding to this playlist. Like, I didn't listen to music at this time, really.
Oh, your parents would definitely be adding to it.
Oh, 100%.
Censoring, mm-hmm. Vetoing, like...
They're the jurisdiction for
mm-hmm,
this, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
so you just want to please them.
I do want to include.
That's what the day is about.
Is it about you or parents?
Is it about...
But like, you know, it'll be a little bit about me. Just a tiny bit. The other thing is that Lord and Vance Joy would be the only artists on this playlist if it was actually made by 13-year-old me, because I didn't know any other songs.
I don't think I listened to music when I was 13.
Fair.
Except for the... like Pandora,
mm-hmm.
that my parents would play on like the thickest laptop ever to exist.
Yeah.
On the.
Maybe mix it.
No, because that was one of the free ones where you could only pick the radio. It would be like, you could pick an artist, you could pick like The Cure radio.
Oh.
And it would play songs that it said were similar,
yeah.
But weren't.
No, of course.
And they would
not.
Play like The Cure every like 20 songs.
Yeah, no, that's
terrible.
Always how it goes. I'm thinking of my dad's old computer, like, that he would mix things on, and he would, like, have... It had, like, a white line through the side, like, of the screen from where he dropped it. And that would definitely make an appearance at the Bat Mitzvah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Next, we are going to read our PSA of the day.
Oh.
Read by Becky.
Oh, ho, ho, it's that time. And it's very relevant to the theme, because when you're planning a party, something that you often overlook is fresh fruit. So, you know, like what you include on the menu. And I would like more parties that include fresh fruit. So this is a fresh fruit PSA. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits. A is for apricots, B is for black cherries, C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have many kinds of fresh fruit than there many more have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. That was hard to read. The edible skin of fruits like apples can be a terrific source of healthy, cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others like bananas come in convenient ready-to-peel natural packages, so you don't even need to wash your hands to eat them. Plus, their wrapping is completely compostable. So, if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Amazing job.
Reading of
the of your section.
Yeah.
I actually have more bar/bat mitzvah experience than Becky.
I have never been to one.
I've been to two.
The words hang over my head and they drip.
I've been to two. Well, soon to be three.
No, Rachel? Rachel?
What?
Who's the one that you're going to?
My cousin.
I thought...
Her name's Sam. It's not Rachel.
You told me it was Rachel.
I did not tell you it was Rachel.
Maybe not.
Wow.
I'm so sorry. Oh my god.
I don't know.
I'm gonna take my leave now.
Okay. Well, our next song, it's gonna be pretty dancey. Actually, we are going back and forth, because I said that I would just play all of one person, then all of the other, but then I was like, why would I do that? So we're switching. So this is my next, and this would be like dance party song, but it's not, it's like, it's still nice. So it's Not Living If It's Not With You by the 1975.
Isn't that such a good song? So middle school.
Okay. Perfect. So this actually didn't come out until we were in high school though.
But it feels like, okay.
True. Well, true. Yeah. True. Okay. Here we go.
Complications. says she's no good with words, but I'm worse. But they started out a joke of a romantic stuck to my tongue. Way down with words too overdramatic. Tonight it's a can't get much worse. Worse no one should ever feel like. I'm two quarters and a heart down, and I don't wanna forget how your voice sounds. These words are all I have, so write them. So you need them just to get by. Always fold just before you found out. Drink up its last call, last resort, but only the first mistake. I'm two quarters and a heart down, and I don't wanna forget how your voice sounds. These words are all I have, so write them. So you need them just to get by.
Okay, so we just had It's Not Living If It's Not With You by the 1975, Pretty Baby by Blondie, and Dance Dance by Fall Out Boy, which I actually was listening to when I was 13.
Good stuff, good stuff.
Mm-hmm. That one doesn't seem... I don't think that's a bar mitzvah song, though.
Probably not, but like... Maybe
it's more about the atmosphere today than the actual songs that we would play. But,
I will say, at this point in the party, I am definitely in deep with the Shirley Temples. Probably have had 7. Mm. So, you know, I'm a little off
the
wall.
Sugar levels are off the charts.
And probably heading towards a sugar crash pretty soon. So just get ready for that. Okay. It might be, a big mood change.
Okay, would you like to introduce your next song?
Yes, I would.
Okay, so the next song we are going to play is Linger.
Oh, yes, okay. This one, sorry, I did not remember which song was next. This one is important because, you know, I think you have to let it linger. And, like, the 13-year-olds, like, I don't know...
I feel like this is like an emptying out of the room.
Yeah.
Song.
Okay, so maybe it's the opposite. Maybe don't linger.
Don't
leave. Everybody leave. But we're not at that point yet.
We're not. So
here, yes. This is the like the little like mingling, like, you know,
when everyone's kind of tired, they just want to eat.
Yeah. So yeah. We will let it linger.
And there we go.
Thank you.
busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train when I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. For me and my Bobby McGee. From the Kentucky coal mine to the California sun, hey, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather, through everything we've done, your Bobby, baby, kept me from the whole world. Next to mine. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, that's all that Bobby left me. But if feeling good was easy alone when he sang the blues, hey, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby.
Okay, so, we just had, is it on?
Yeah.
we just had Linger by The Cranberries, Everywhere by Fleetwood Mac, When I'm Small by Fantagram, and Becky would like to explain that.
Yes, okay. So, this song is very relevant to when I was 13. My sister used to play it for me, and I would always just like listen to her music and be very obsessed with it, but somehow didn't know to like add it to a playlist or anything. But anyway, so she would definitely play this song at the party. And also, it's called When I'm Small, and you know who was small at 13? It was me. I was small. So
was I. I mean, yeah. I still...
You're still a little petite.
Little. I still have to look up at people.
Me too. I mean, height-wise, we might be small, but, like, you know, personality-wise.
Oh, wait. Hold on. I forgot something. Okay, we have to try this. Have to play something in the background.
Ooh, I'm excited. I hear
it. You can hear it?
Yeah.
Yes! Okay.
Maybe turn it up a little more, or turn us down a little.
Yes! Okay.
How's the view from up there? We're no longer small. Now we're super tall.
Oh my god. Okay, we have...
Up in the
this
chair.
Song, it's called Hora Medley, parentheses, Jewish.
Yes.
And the album that it's called... Oh, and it's by Bobby Morgenstern. And the album is called Party Dances.
We're party dancing
party
right
dancing.
Now.
Party dancing, yes.
Okay. Actually, I'm a little nervous. I'm going to fall out of the chair, but I'll be okay.
Okay, good.
You know, yeah.
We're tearing it up in the studio
right
now.
Oh, yeah. Going crazy.
Okay, so, well, I think this was a
very successful.
It was fun. A
fun way to start.
Everyone in the corner is dancing the hora. It's beautiful.
It's really nice. I'm getting a little teary-eyed. Like, honestly, I'm emotional to see so many people show up for our big day.
Mm-hmm, our big day.
And yeah, and we're women now. Like, this is a big deal.
There we go. Okay, I think it's better now. I think you can hear it better now. Because I don't think everyone has surround sound or beautiful high-tech headphones like we have.
True, that's so true.
Okay, so, yeah, I think that's it for the night. For the morning. And then I have to do a whole day, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, spring filling later today. Yeah. Whoa!
And Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum for you.
For me.
For the concussed in the room.
I got a concussion. I was actually thinking of making it concussion-themed.
That would be really funny. Well,
but...
You know, oh my god.
There's not enough songs
guys,
that are like, hey.
Maggie fell off the chair and got a concussion. Oh my gosh. No.
I wonder if that has ever happened.
Probably.
Like,
I'm sure. Okay.
Chairlift induced concussion.
Literally. Wow. Okay, like, what if I'm in my, like, sugar crashing phase and I just slide off the chair? You know? Like, that could happen.
It could.
It's pretty scary.
We're going to leave the night with both of us concussed.
That should be a PSA.
From falling off the chair.
PSA, when you do
PSA,
the
PSA, chair safety at...
There should be a little belt.
Jewish functions, weddings, bar bat mitzvahs, chair safety is number one.
Really important. We should write a new PSA.
And
we will.
I feel like they would like it.
I think so, too. We could pitch it. Pitch it to the big guys.
Pitch it to the higher ups.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well,
That was it.
Is up. So to turn on automation.
Sad.
And then it's time for breakfast.
Woo!
So thank you for listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Peace out.